Hey guys, I am back. This is my review for Married to Medicine. This was a really uncomfortable interview. I'm going to say review show in general, because we saw yet again how castmates get together and ice out an individual. And I feel like even when they did that to Mariah, I didn't like that. Whether or not you like Mariah, whether or not she was right or wrong, I don't feel as though the icing out situation is the best solution if you haven't tried to work things out. And I felt like with Mariah, I think things could have been worked out if she had been, you know, that may not be the best example, because I feel like in Mariah's case, she felt like because she has the EP title that she was better than, that she has more control. And they were like, you're not in control of us, so we don't have to, you know, walk to your beat. So I'm going to leave the Mariah situation out a little bit. But with Quad, I feel as though the cast is not standing behind her, because she's not given accountability for her own actions, but she has. But when she says that, she also puts it back on the rest of the cast members and say, accountability goes both ways in this situation. You're saying I haven't been holding myself accountable. I say I have, because I know I could have done things differently. And I believe that you ladies could have done likewise. And that's where she loses them. And that's where they feel as though she's truly not being held, holding herself accountable and truly apologizing and recognizing how she's wrong, because she throws it back on them. You were wrong too. So let's back up. 90% of this episode was about, let's strategize and remove Quad from the group. That's really what it was all about, okay? 10% was on, we had, Heavenly and her daughter, Allura, they're talking. Allura's going away to FAMU, okay? Heavenly doesn't like it. We've established that, but this is what she wants to do. And Allura, you know, let her know. She said, look, you should be proud. I'm walking in your footsteps. I have the same major, which she's a biology major, and going to the same university. So she's really following her mom's footsteps. So, I mean, as far as majoring university is concerned, now I think she's gonna go on to med school, but nonetheless, you know, this whole need to be up underneath mom is just not, she's not falling for that. She doesn't wanna do that, you know? So that was that scene, okay? So, you know, Heavenly has come to terms with it. Allura is at FAMU, so there it is. The next issue is the boys, Simone's sons, Michael and Miles, they bought a condo for them, okay? Cecil and Simone got a condo for them. They walked around the condo and, you know, got the tour and everything. And, you know, there's some ground rules. You know, Simone's like, look, we're not gonna keep paying for you to stay in this condo for the next 25 years. So she gave 1 year time frame for Miles. She gave 2 year time frame for Michael. Now, after that, she said, if you don't hold up your end of the bargain and don't have what you need to have in place, you're gonna have to get up out of here. Now, Miles is not even falling forward. Miles is like, child, look, you're not gonna let us live on the street. They don't feel there's no sense of urgency. Now, Michael, I feel as though he's going to complete his undergraduate education. I think he's going to move forward. I don't think that he's going to fall in that six-year trap or six-year cycle such as his brother. Again, I'm seeing comments on social media stating that people think, there are several people feeling as though Miles is on the spectrum. I've read he's developmentally delayed. You know, I'm still seeing this. And like I said in my previous review, I think that thought also crossed my mind. However, I feel as though, and I'm still saying, that Simone, I think, would deal with Miles differently if that were the case. I don't think she would put the... I think she would handle him a little bit differently. She might give him a little bit more time. you know, she might have not pushed him to go away to college. Well, I don't know if she pushed him, but I think she would have said, why don't you go to a junior college, get a trade? I think she would have approached him if those were, if he had some issues like that differently. I just think that she would handle it differently. That's why I'm not really 100% convinced about the developmental delay, but who's to say? I think it's a lot of just, I'm just coddled and I'm lazy and I don't feel the need to do anything and there's no urgency on my part. That's just what I think is going through his brain. So anyway, you know, they got their rules and regulations and all that good stuff. So that's that. Now, we move on to Toya sets up a meeting with the ladies for lunch. Heavenly, Simone, and Jackie. Toya is partnering with Kendall Jackson Wine, and she's going to be doing this business meeting and coming up with different sub brands and things like that. She's doing a business meeting with Kendall Jackson, something that she loves. She loves wine, things like that. But her concern is that, look, this is an all cash trip. And she's telling the core four, as she call it, she don't really think that Quad should be a part of the trip. You know, she don't want no problems with the trip. She don't want to be arguing. She don't want no negativity. She really wants it to be a relaxing trip. And also, she can handle business. And with the way things went down at the funeral home, this so-called resurrection, okay, this resurrection, it just doesn't look as though Quad is really going to be on board as being a genuine friend to the group. So she doesn't want her to go. Okay. Now, in all reality, I don't think Quad would have wanted to go either if this was just about friendship and not about a contract and about money. I do believe that Quad has turned to viewing these ladies as co-workers versus friends. And all the ladies are recognizing this as well. So Heavenly is like, look, you know, we've all, you know, made errors. We all deserve second chances or third, whatever. And I don't think it's right that she's not invited. You know, Heavenly was trying to stick up for her, even though Heavenly is in her feelings at this point, because Quad has not been talking to her either. So she's in her feelings as well. So Heavenly's like, look, let's have Phaedra be the one to invite her on the trip. Okay. She can come with Phaedra, since Phaedra is the one that brought her around to the bachelorette party and created this whole situation with the resurrection thing at Willy Wonka's. Let's let Phaedra be the one to bring her out to Napa Valley. Let's do that. Now, from what I've been seeing on these Instagram lives, you know, the Willy Wonka resurrection situation was a lot worse than what we saw. And Phaedra was not in the least bit pleased with the way things went. The expectation was that Quad would be humble and that she would admit to her wrongdoings. She would admit to how she handled things incorrectly and ask for forgiveness. That's what Phaedra was expecting. That's what the ladies were thinking Quad was going to do. And that's not what happened. You know, Quad, you know, kind of like, look, I did this, but you did that. I did this and you did that. You know, it was not about taking on her own accountability. She's also like, you got to share in this space as well. Like, it's not about me. It's us. It's about us. And that didn't really work out. And there was a lot of things they said that was said that, of course, was cut out. So it didn't work out very favorably. So the lack of humility, the lack of self-awareness, they believe, you know, she's not going. They just don't feel as though Quad is genuine as a friend. She's just hanging around them when it suits her, which i.e. means because she's getting paid to do so. Okay. Now, let's back up a little bit further. Quad began to distance herself from the group as a friend when she was going through her issues with Dr. Gregory. She did not express a lot of things. She didn't, you know, provide a lot of details initially, but she did let it be known that she was unhappy. She said he's pressing her to want to get to have a baby because he wants a family, and she's not in. She just doesn't want to do it. You know, she didn't give a lot of information. And the more that she expressed to the ladies how unhappy she was and how things are going, the more they seemed to be on Gregory's side. So when that started to happen, Quad started to retreat because she didn't view them as people who are in her corner. So they're slowly but surely not being her friends. Then she gets on Sister Circle, and I guess, you know, she's able to talk to those ladies, and they're actually on her side. She feels like those are her friends. And when she, I think it was one of, it might have been her birthday party, that she expressed when the Sister Circle girls were there and the Married to Medicine ladies were there, she let it be known, my real friends are the Sister Circle chicks. That stung and held deep. So they, you know, this not calling for 6 months and waiting until the cameras are around, they in their feelings, they in their bag, whatever the case may be. So the plan is Phaedra is going to call up Quad and tell Quad, you know about the trip, even though we find out on this Instagram live that Quad had heard about the trip, but she had not received an invitation yet. So they get to Napa Valley, and there's a bit of a confrontation between Sweetie and Heavenly. And Heavenly is standing 10 toes down in what her statement is. She was like, little girl, you married a man who's 30 years older than you. He's older than your parents. You know, I did express some concerns. It's not that I want your marriage to fail. I just feel like there was some concerns. Sweetie wasn't trying to hear all that. So we know there's going to be more back and forth between Heavenly and Sweetie. All right. So the ladies get, well, minus the only people that were not there was Quad wasn't there yet. Jackie hadn't arrived, and Phaedra. So they weren't there yet. Everybody gets there. They get their room. And Toya says, well, I don't even have a room for Quad. So I don't even know if Quad's going to even show up. I didn't really bother to get a room for her. And I think Simone was like, well, you should have at least got a room for her. I mean, whether she shows up or not, like have a space for her, you know. And you know, Toya's like, look, hey, does somebody want to share a room with her? And no one wants to share. The new chick, Dr. Alicia, who barely says anything, was like, well, I guess I'll share with her. You really didn't have much of a, well, I guess she did have a choice, but she didn't really want to share with Quad, okay? She don't know Quad. Based on what she's been hearing, probably not favorable about Quad. So I can see how she's like, girl, I don't even know this woman. And what y'all, based on what you ladies are saying, I probably don't want to know this woman. So that was, again, the setup to remove Quad from the equation. They all go out to the spa and they get massages and things like that, relax, everything's all good. All right. Now we see Phaedra comes and Jackie comes, right? And Toya was like, what happened to Quad? And she was like, oh, you know, I changed my flight. You know, I had things going on with my son the day before. It was his birthday. And then today I had to take him to school. Girl, Toy was like, I call BS on this. Girl, what that got to do with you changing your flight with Quad? So the ultimate thing is that Phaedra was pulling this ship is sailing over here with Quad. I can't keep going on with Quad. Quad is not part of the in crowd anymore. She is getting pushed out. I'm going to have to stand over here. So, hey, Quad, you on your own. I ain't got nothing to do with you. You know, we find out later on at dinner that Phaedra was like, girl, I didn't want to be part of this, me push Quad on everybody and all of that. I had to push my way. I wanted to stay out of it. So that's why she changed her flight. I said, wow. So everybody has to get ready for dinner, right? Here comes Quad, finally. And she comes in and she sees Toya and Simone. And she got the iciest reception. When I say icy, it was very icy. Toya lets Quad know, well, I didn't get a room for you because I didn't think you were coming. And Quad was like, well, of course you know I'm coming. Code for it's an all-cast trip. You know I'm going to be here. And they go back and forth. Quad was like, where is my room? Is it somewhere in the basement? You know, she's trying to be jokey, but yeah. And Toya was just not pulling any punch. She was like, girl, okay, you know, you can stay with, I guess you can stay with Dr. Alicia, whatever the case may be. Because Quad was like, look, if there's no room for me, I can just go ahead and get me, I got my own money. I can go ahead and get me another hotel room. It's not a big deal. You ain't got to, you know, fret over me. And, you know, like, again, Toy was being really icy towards Quad. Because Toy was like, I'm not going to play the fake role. Simone was being, you know, kind and, well, I mean, she was being cordial. I'll put it like that. She was being cordial. So when Quad left, Toya got upset with Simone. Like, girl, why are you acting? What's the deal with this fakeness? She was like, Simone said, look, girl, I'm going to get at her at dinner tonight. I don't want her. I want her off her game. I don't want to sit up here and act like I have a problem, because then she's going to be on guard when she comes to dinner. Again, the setup. Whole theme is, let's get rid of Quad. Okay? Let's get rid of Quad. I'm going to play passive aggressive with her. I'm going to try to make her think things okay. She's going to be cool. And then when she gets to dinner and thinks everything's all good, that's when we can all pounce on her at the same time. That was the setup. Everybody was in on the setup, except Quad. I think even Dr. Alicia knew about it. So everybody's at dinner, except Quad, right? And they're all talking and laughing. As soon as Quad shows up, they get quiet. Now, see, again, this is the difference between reality TV and real. Even when Quad showed up and she was told by the hostess that she didn't get a room for her, Quad should turn around and left, because you already know, if you don't even have a room set up for you and no one is really there to be, you know, in your corner, and you already know that Phaedra turned around and changed her flight on you, you know that the mess is going, you have to know at this point that things is not looking favorable for you, that they're gunning for you. And then to get to the dinner and everybody was, you can walking down this, you know, pathway and you see everybody's laughing. Then all of a sudden they stop laughing when you show up. Again, it's a setup of failure, but she had to be there. It's a cash trip. She got to get paid for the scene. So she got to just like, well, okay, she already picked up and figured out that this ain't gonna go in my favor. So what she tried to do when she sat down is flip everything. She said, you know what? I think they're gonna come and attack me yet again. So let me go ahead and disarm them. That's what she tried to do. And she came in, she said, you know what, Toya? I know we're not in a good place right now, but I'm very happy for you. I support you in this new adventure, new business venture with Kendall Jackson. You're doing great things, blah, blah, blah. So Toya looked at her like, okay, thanks. It was a real dry thanks. She kind of wasn't expecting that to come from Quad. Because again, Quad is playing this. I know they're coming for me. So I'm going to change the narrative. I'm going to try to disarm them as quickly as possible. Didn't work. Here comes Simone. Simone's like, look here. You don't want to be around us. You don't contact us. And all, what is the deal? And, you know, Quad was like, look, I know I could have done things differently. I know I didn't explain things in detail to you guys, what was going on with me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm here now. And she said, and so Toy was like, I mean, Simone said, so what has changed? What made you decide that you want to be here now? Like, if you don't feel like, oh, because Quad also mentioned, I don't have an emotional connection to you ladies. So then if that's the case, that's where she messed up, because she used the, I don't have an emotion. See, I think Quad was getting defensive in the moment. And when she said, well, I don't have an emotional connection to you ladies, then Simone was like, well, girl, then what has changed? If you don't feel your emotional connection, then why are you here? What changed? Quad couldn't really answer the question. This is when it got like, you can tell it just went downhill, because she couldn't turn it around. Because she kept saying, you know what? Accountability goes both ways. And again, they're not feeling like they did anything wrong. They don't think that. So when she keeps saying, I know I did some things incorrectly, but so have you. I know I could have picked up the phone, but so could you. I'm like, wow. So she's not taking it the onus on herself like they expect her to. So then we get this whole conversation up. When she says she's not emotionally connected to anyone, then Heavenly got in her feelings. She's like, look here, girl. I've been your friend. I've been there for you. And you just ghost me. And I've been told, basically, Jackie let me know that all you do is use me. And I don't appreciate that. Then we get into this. You done told me about Phaedra. She said, oh, because Phaedra dropped you. So now you're going to run back to me. Because Phaedra switched her flight because she didn't want to deal with you. Because basically, you toxic at this point to the group. So Phaedra drops you. And as soon as you got dropped by Phaedra, here you go. Finally, you pick up the phone and call me asking me what's the tea. She said, that don't sound like a genuine friendship. So then she said, then, you know, you telling me about Phaedra. All of a sudden, you know, Phaedra used to date Dr. Gregory, and then he stopped everything after she asked him a $4,000 a month stipend. I'm like, what? Evelyn just spewing everything. She didn't care what was being said because she was upset with Qua with that non-emotional connection statement. So Qua was like, girl, yeah, well, you know, Dr. Gregory, you know, he did tell me that. Phaedra's like, my purse cost $10,000 alone. What am I going to do with $4,000 a month? Phaedra, at the time, this was 20 years ago, when remember you used to, you know, mess around with Quad on a mattress on the floor, okay? So don't act like you were buying $10,000 purses back then, okay? So I can believe that you told Dr. Gregory that he need to up out $4,000 if he want to mess around with you. I can believe that. I don't think that was a lie. I don't believe Gregory was lying on that one. But anyway, so this conversation is going nowhere real fast because Quad is telling the ladies that they need to also be held accountable for their actions just like she is. It's kind of like she's, you know, she's not going to take the onus by herself in this whole situation, and they don't like it. So based on next week's preview, looks like that's going to be the time that they're going to say, well, you know, we don't think you should be part of the group anymore. Did Quad overplay her hand, just like we said about Mariah earlier? I don't think she overplayed. I think she underplayed it, because her feeling as though they should also be held accountable. She should have been saying this all along. She should have been very clear that I'm hurt about this and be very clear on what that is. And I expected from you ladies to do that. See, over time, things got worse with Quad. She was late to things, okay? Which was disrespectful. They had to get on her about that. Then she just kind of like I said, she backed away from them. And she only comes around when it's time to film. This is a group of people that interact with each other off camera as well. So when she stopped and then shows up when it's time to collect the check, no one's featuring it. So I think Quad didn't play her hand enough by not letting the ladies know what the deal was. And she just cut people off, no explanation, cut them off, come back, expect everybody to be okay with you. That dynamic wasn't going to work. So she did the opposite of what Mariah did. She did the, I'm going to underplay my hand, and it just didn't work. Didn't work. So next week looks like she might be out of here, but we'll see. So that's all I got. Talk to you guys later. Peace.